True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's a football player first, positional player second. He's displayed position flexibility over the course of his career at either safety position, at rundown nickel. He's been a capable guy in the special teams space over the course of his career, covering kicks, returning punts. He's just a good, well-rounded football player.
That is Mike Tomlin on the newest Steeler, a guy that you remember watching probably in college at Michigan when he was a hugely hyped player there. And then when he was suiting up for the Browns during the Killer Bees era. And that is Jabril Peppers, who at 29 years old, still going strong, was cut by the Patriots, it seemed, from those around the team. And we're going to talk to somebody who has watched up close every single one of his games in New England in about 15 minutes. Like he was the casualty of a culture shift there.
He wasn't making so much money where they thought, like, maybe we're not going to be good yet. We're going to cut loose. It was, yeah, it did not seem like it had anything to do with finances or anything else. It just seems like
Vrabel wanted to move by Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Now, Jabril Peppers only played 6 games last year because he was on something called the commissioner's exempt list. And he was on that list because he was charged with domestic violence, and he was charged with cocaine possession. Now, both of those matters got resolved, and that's why he was allowed to play again, and that's why he was in good standing when he went to camp and played for the Patriots in the preseason. If you guys really remember back in the day, Sean, do you remember a guy who played for the Patriots with Ty Law named Lawyer Malloy?
Yes.
They did a similar thing with Lawyer Malloy, where he won a Super Bowl. Then the very next year, days before the season started, Belichick thought his team had kind of gone a little soft, so he cut Lawyer Malloy to send a message to everybody. And he got picked up by the Bills, and I think Buffalo shut out the Patriots in week one that season. New England got the last laugh and won the Super Bowl. But the point there was Lawyer Malloy could still play. Jabril Peppers can still play. In 6 games last year as a safety, he gave up 44 receiving yards total. Targeted 10 times, gave up 44 receiving yards. The metrics, the people that do the stat mongering and gathering, the analytics people, proclaimed in 2023 that he was the best run defending safety in the entire NFL. He is considered what you would call an elite box safety.
PFF agrees, 90.7 run defense grade in 23. They love him the last couple of years.
That is what Deshaun Elliott's good at. So
Wouldn't you know, you
found a facsimile of Deshaun Elliott, and you gave up nothing to get him.
And Mike Tomlin made it very overt that this is because Deshaun Elliott got hurt.
Yes.
There is no other reason that Jabril Peppers is here.
You've played 2 games the last game of 2024 and the first game of 2025 in which your team has given up almost combined 500 rushing yards. And for free, the Steelers just picked up one of the elite run-defending safeties in the entire NFL. Yes, please.
It's good business.
I mean, I watched what happened to the Bills on Sunday Night Football against Derrick Henry. I am shocked, having played in the same division as this guy, that they did not sign him. Instead, they signed the Steelers punter who looks like a comedian today. I mean, this...
God, and look what Henry did to, what was it, poor Taylor Rapp trying to tackle him. That was humiliating.
He made him look like Taylor Swift.
Cole Bishop got his head basketballed.
He made Cole Bishop look like Bishop Zubik in that game.
I'm trying to think if there's any other Bills secondary.
He made DeMar Hamlin look
like Harry Hamlin.
Who's that?
Or no, Hannibal Hamlin. That's who I was thinking of. Wasn't he a vice president?
Hannibal Hamlin?
I think that was an American vice.
We've done PM team name game vice presidents, and I don't
remember. Former vice president of the United States, Hannibal Hamlin,
Sean, did
for
you know that?
Abraham Lincoln.
Did you know that, Hannibal Hamlin?
Oh, I think that's common knowledge. Yeah, he served under our 16th president.
I'll tell you
president.
What, Hannibal Hamlin looks like he could have done a better job on Derrick Henry than the Bills did, other than the fumble that they caused, which cost the Ravens the game. Anyway.
So he was a first-term VP, and then they switched off of him?
Yeah, he was the first term, yeah. They did. They got him that
wasn't
out
getting
of there.
It done.
Well, you got to. Okay, we don't need to revisit.
Wasn't this
that
back
era.
In the day? They would elect him separately or something. There was some weird.
No,
rule?
It's just there's a lot of like revisionist history after the fact. But Lincoln was kind of in trouble. He wasn't. He was not a lock to get a second. To get a second term.
And Bovada was really given tough odds, man.
And so he needed to do some wheeling and dealing there and some shifting. A round of things.
He needed to freshen things up. Basically, Hannibal Hamlin was his lawyer Malloy. This campaign's gone soft. We need to send a message here.
Peppers has played for three teams. He's played for six defensive coordinators in his career. So I'm going to spin that as a positive and say he is like he's able to adjust. He's able to take on a new system and adapt in it and play well in it. So, look, when Deshaun Elliott got signed for the first time, not when the Steelers gave him an extension this offseason, that was not looked at as a big move. He ended up, in my opinion, being the Steelers' best free agent pickup last year.
He was one of their three or four best defensive players
in a free agent class that included all the money they gave Patrick Queen. I thought he was better than Queen.
He was.
I want Elliott to get back in play, but if he can't, you
pretty
have somebody here who
policy.
Can do that. The other thing I'll bring up is it? I don't think it's out of the question that he'd play some at linebacker. And let me explain. Peyton Wilson was terrible against the Jets. If you want someone who's kind of a hybrid player, mm-hmm. who can play the run and tackle, but is athletic enough to not be a complete liability as a pass defender, you could probably get away with playing Peppers some there. He's done it in his career. Tomlin said that today when he was talking about loving him out of Michigan, that he saw him do those things. So
in 2023, just to throw this out there, Pony, he was a box safety the majority of the time. He played free safety a lot too, wide corner, slot corner. They even line him up as a defensive lineman. Not on there is linebacker, and PFF is pretty good for this, telling you where guys lined up, but he was all over the field. By the way, Adrian heard us talking about Hannibal Hamlin. Quote in the YouTube comments from Adrian, who hates us but always listens, "We don't care about your great college education. Talk football."
But then he gets mad when we talk football because he disagrees with us.
Because he says
takes.
We don't know anything about football. We only know the skill positions. And then he throws in, "I went 14-2 on my picks last week," to which somebody immediately said, "No, you didn't." Adrian has managed to not only become like the villain of this show who really hates me, the chat I don't think likes him either.
I went 10-6 against the spread, and I wanted to puff my chest out, but apparently I just suck in comparison to Adrian and Pittsburgh.
I went 0-for in our picks. And also, Adrian is a long-haul truck driver, I believe, who said that yesterday's show, which he called a positive Chris for once, caused him to nearly run his semi off the road because he felt I was being complimentary of the Steelers.
Texas on the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line. a person at your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A man who is from the area, who moved to New England and became a Patriots analyst. He used to do a show with Ringgold's own Scott Zolak. So you had two transplanted Western PA guys in Boston doing Patriots radio together. Did the Steelers just make an unbelievably underrated pickup in Jabril Peppers? He's going to tell us next. But first, a Sean Myers headline.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we're talking football, it's presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King, which also includes appearances, no joke, from my dad. He is on that show.
Speaking role?
I don't know. I have not talked to him lately. I don't think he's allowed to tell me.
Speaking roles are a big deal because your rate for residuals is way higher if you have like one line, basically.
This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet.
Wait, his character's name's Dwight?
No, this is what they're telling me on here.
Is Stallone
yes,
Dwight?
Yes, I believe
That's
so.
My point. Okay.
He does not look like a Dwight.
No, I don't think of like, oh yeah, it's Dwight Smith.
Forcing Dwight to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King and keep my dad gainfully employed on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Malzie, two great things have come out of Uniontown. The Big Mac and our next guest. He is up in New England. He's been burrowed up there for years. He quit the Steelers and became a Patriots fan. He has talked Patriots there for decades. He's been a part of the Patriots radio network. He did a show with another Benedict Arnold, Scott Zolak, who was at Ringgold, where his dad was the athletic director and head football coach. And now Zolak big times everybody back in Pittsburgh whenever he's in town. I'm talking about the great Andy Gresh, who you hear on places like Infinity Sports Network and Mad Dog Sports Radio, who's here to tell us
Tony,
that... Yes?
I do have a question. Why'd your dad get out of porn? He made the switch.
My dad actually was naked in that movie with The Rock and Ryan Reynolds. Did you know that?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and they gave him a sock to wear.
Wait, I thought it wasn't full frontal. I thought it was tasteful ass.
It was just ass. And he had to sit down with my sister to tell her that he was going to be in the movie with his ass out.
So he just called you and said, hey, Andrew, my ass is in the movie, and you were like, fine, Dad, whatever.
No, this is how he did it.
Would have been devastated that Dad ass is in the building.
He called me to say, what should I say to your sister about my ass being in this movie?
What did you say to him?
I said, you're on your own here, pal. I don't want to be complicit in this.
Isn't that one best addressed by, hey, honey, my ass is going to be in this movie, and then you kind of move on from it?
Own it, baby. Yeah. I mean, you just own it. It's a part of the art form of creating cinema. Right?
And I think it's a flex for him because he's in his 60s.
Oh my God. So, I'm 50. I wouldn't want my ass in a movie or anything like that.
Yeah,
so no,
he embraced it.
That's good. Well,
now,
good for Papa Pony.
Now, let me say this, Andy. I've been talking to some people like you who digest a ton of Patriots, and they are all bamboozled and perplexed as to how Jabril Peppers ended up here for nothing, saying that Peppers was unbelievably good in 2023. There were some things off the field that kept him off the field in 2024. Yep. But just could not make heads or tails of this. Apparently, his replacement gave up an 88-yard touchdown on Sunday against the Raiders. So how did we get in Pittsburgh Jabril Peppers for nothing?
Yeah, honest to God, Pony, I don't know why people are so surprised at this, because for me, knowing what Terrell Williams and Mike Vrabel did in Tennessee, I didn't think that Jabril Peppers was the kind of safety they really fit their defense. Now, the guy you're talking about is Jalen Hawkins, who didn't stay with a route, and ultimately it was a blown coverage and it led to a wide open touchdown. But we got to remember, Peppers just had his domestic assault situation resolved at the beginning of 2025, and there still is civil litigation. Now, civil versus criminal is very different, because the NFL doesn't do anything for civil. But it still didn't look good. It was a bad situation, pled guilty to cocaine, whatever. Every team could wake up and say, ooh, I don't like your number in a situation like that, and find a way to be able to cut the number down. I also think that, guys, we got to remember, in 2023, it was Bill Belichick who brought in Joe Judge, who was the one who convinced him to bring in Jabril Peppers. And then in 2024, since they were just going to run the same defense except way badly with Gerard Mayo, this guy fit. When Mike Vrabel came in, completely new slate, you knew what he was as a player. But look at it this way. They talk about him being able to play in the slot until that slot guy that lines up is Tyreek Hill. Then you're kicking your number one corner outside and you're putting him outside.
But, Gresh, you've seen the Steelers. This team can't stop the run. This is what Peppers does best, right?
No, well, supposedly, yeah. I mean, he'll fire himself in there. I don't know personally if he is the most consistent tackler.
Okay.
You guys might remember from back in the day, there was a safety who played in New England named Lawyer Malloy.
Yes,
Lawyer Malloy,
I brought him up.
He was always going in there with shoulder shots instead of wrapping people up. Peppers will kind of get caught up into that every once in a while. Listen, guys, he can play, okay? But he's not going to change your defense. Let me tell you that right now. He's under the nice addition category,
okay. Just
like he was here in New England. He did a really nice job, but this isn't somebody who is playing 90 snaps at a very high level. He's someone you're rotationally gonna mix in to your safety room. Now, maybe he ends up playing more right away. I know the safety situation is a little different in Pittsburgh than it is in New England. But you're right. I think for you guys, after that week one, anybody on the back end of the secondary is going to come in and be able to provide some level of assistance.
Andy, this guy has played Peppers on teams where the best overall record, I believe, of any of his teams was 8-9 or 7-8-1. He was a rookie on an 0-16 Browns team. Is he somebody that you could see being the best version of himself if he's on a Steelers team that pretty much is contractually obligated to win at least 9 games and seemingly 10 every year?
No, I think he does help you win, but he is not going to be the reason you win or the reason you stop people or anything like that. Again, I think when I think of him, he's a nice addition, but I will say this. He, at least in New England, he wasn't a turd in the locker room. He was a leader. He was somebody who's been through some tough situations. If anything, You can look at it and say, well, maybe he's never been on a team.
Well, that's
won.
What I was getting at, Andy. Like, maybe you'd get the best out of him if he came to a team that has a bit more of a winning culture than, say, Hugh Jackson's Browns.
Oh, no question. Listen, I was big on Aaron Rodgers, and Pony, you and I were going back and forth on Twitter a little bit this summer.
Yep.
I'm bullish on Aaron Rodgers because he is now in a fully mature organization. I think what Jabril Peppers will find is that even though it was a 4-win season for Bill Belichick in 2023, look at what happened in 24. And I think you're going to get a guy who's going to come in there, and the way Tomlin runs it will not be far off from Belichick just in terms of the positioning of the coaching and the voice and stuff like that. And I think Peppers can thrive there. He to me, I think Vrabel and crew, they like the bigger safeties. And even though this guy can stop the run and can play in the slot and he will mix it up, he's not the biggest guy. And I thought just on that alone, he was going to have a hard time maybe making the Patriots, that and whatever else could be going on legally and all that whatnot.
Is to say he can be like a 2008 version of Ryan Clark. Is that going too far, Andy, or is that perfectly reasonable or possible?
No, I think that's reasonable because the one thing I think the Steelers will do is they'll figure out the best way to use this guy. Let's also be real. The business of the game also got in the way. If you weren't guaranteeing contracts for vested veterans in week one, Peppers would have been on a roster in week one and probably would have been somewhere. So he's just in another group of guys who now get caught up in a numbers game and a money game. Like, him sitting out week one wasn't because the guy couldn't play. Him sitting out week one is because the general managers play the game of they don't want to have to guarantee that money to those guys. And that's why a bunch of people, I'm sure, in that sort of Peppers category, right? Like, this is the off day. So I'm sure by the end of the day today, there'll be some teams who will fortify their roster with the veterans that were out there, but they don't want to guarantee all the money to.
Andy, where did you play college football?
I went to the University of Rhode Island.
Just like Pat Narduzzi. Did you play with Pat?
Oh, no.
No.
Listen, you want to hear about Pat Narduzzi, and I love the guy. I say this with love, okay? You want to know how soft athletes have gotten?
Okay.
Pat Narduzzi was the defensive line coach at URI for the time that I was there. When we would line up in these drills, I would line up against this guy, Frank Ferrara, who played for the Giants for a couple years. And Narduzzi would walk by, and I had a big mullet. Like, I had hair flowing out of the back.
And you played what position? Like,
I was an offensive lineman.
Okay.
So it fit perfectly. Narduzzi would walk by when we're getting ready to do the pass rush drill. He would pull my hair. Pull my hair out of the back of my helmet and say, "What are you going to get a real haircut?" Now I see him sending, "Oh, happy birthday to, you know, Chud Bumpkins or whatever" on Twitter, because they'll get their feelings hurt if you don't wish them happy birthday.
What was that player's name? Chud Bumpkin? I have to make sure I wish Chud Mr. Bumpkin happy birthday myself.
He got a big NIL deal.
And you know what? My teammates and I sit back and laugh. One who played defense, my buddy Sherrod Williams, he got thrown out of URI a couple times. Those documents are sealed.
Twice.
However,
wow. Good for him.
Oh, dude. Oh, hey, if you guys go back and look, in 1996, we had to forfeit a game because we went in and beat the crap out of a frat house. I'm not kidding.
This sounds like the movie The Program, but it's real life.
No, seriously. In 1996, there was an issue between a lad on our team and another guy in a fraternity over a lady. And
oh God!
The next thing you know,
yeah,
there were just happened to be a bunch of football players running away from mass beatings in a fraternity house. They figured us out. They made us forfeit the UConn game.
Ooh, that's a big rivalry.
And the president of the university, this guy Bob Carruthers, got on with Larry King to talk about how we were out of control and stuff like that. Well, I called in and was waiting on hold, and the guy wouldn't take the call. The president of the university, who has since gone, I think publicly, like, MF'd me in a press conference or something like
wow.
that, because I was razzing the hell out of the guy. Oh, my God. Yeah, it made the New York Times.
New York, I was just looking, Pony. U of Rhode Island is shaken by players' assault on a fraternity.
Gresh, let me ask you this on the way out here. So you're from Uniontown originally, right?
Well, I was born in Brownsville, and then we moved to Carmichael's, and then we moved to Fairchance.
So you were just doing a tour of Fayette County, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I did. Yeah, I took my kid on that tour 2 weeks ago when I dropped him off at Pitt. I said, come on, you want to see if I killed someone where we would go? And he said, yeah,
all right,
sure.
So
I brought him.
So you, like the Big Mac, are from Fayette County. When you were in high school or junior high and you were training to become this college offensive lineman, what do you think was your personal record of Big Macs consumed in one sitting?
All right, Pony, I'll give you one here, brother. I'll tell you mine. Now, listen, I'm not anti-Big Mac. I was just a Whopper guy for a while, right?
Yeah, flame broiled,
huh? No word of a lie, has been confirmed. Before every home game in high school, I used to go to Burger King and get two Whoppers, onion rings, and a milkshake, and then go play a football game. And, yep, there was one time against Narragansett, the first time we played against them, I was the kicker. So I kick it off, and they had some little guy run from, like, L1 to, like, take me out because you could do the wedge buster thing then.
Yeah.
And he hit me, and I crapped my pants on the opening kickoff. And I have video, Pony, I have video of the huddle moving away from me during the first half because I was literally chafing like crazy because I had a dump. But I played through it, though. I played through
it. It was different. Yeah. That. Today's players wouldn't ever do that, Andy. That's right.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. They go in and get hosed off and wait for their accolades on Twitter, for God's sake.
Happy birthday, Andy Gresh. Remember when you pooped on kickoff coverage?
Yep, that's right. Well, if we had anybody who could kick other than a 300-pound lineman,
I'm hoping your kid at Pitt heard this conversation, Andy, and he can play back for all his friends in the dorm room.
I'm hoping that he doesn't ever meet you because he could tell you the good stuff.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll consider his internship for this summer. Thank you, Andy. We appreciate it, man.
Guys, you're the best. I think you got one in Peppers. Have a great year.
We
see
will.
You, man.
Yep, we'll see you next week when the Steelers go to New England to play the Patriots. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Peters Township. Their Kia location there. Visit them, southhillskia.net.
Corey Smith, I am assuming this man is overweight.
Yeah, that contained multitudes, that conversation. Did that... You know, you said Starkey kind of would just kind of go off the rails. Sean, did you feel like that interview did at times?
Yeah, that was good. It was enjoyable. I didn't know where it was going to go next. I didn't think that's where we were going to finish, but that's how it turned out.
Well, Sean's big football segment in the Donnie Football Debrief is next, but first a headline.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie filled in for Starkey. He will be back tomorrow. We're excited about that because you get to hear Joe and we get to have Donnie back with us. Now, that is not a shot taken at all at one Sean Myers, who's filling in here, a man whose favorite number one moment in the history of his life as a sports fan was watching Steve Young dominate Bobby Ross, Stan Humphries, Natron Means
business
in the San Diego Chargers.
Wasn't Tony Martin on that team back then?
In Super Bowl 29.
Alfred Papunu.
Sean Jefferson.
Dennis Gibson.
I hate to disappoint you, Pony. Yeah. I was like 2 years later when I became a Niners fan. I missed it. I've never seen him win a Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. So who are you rooting for in those years?
Steelers.
And then you just jumped to the Niners after the Steelers lost an AFC title game and lost a Super Bowl? You're like, enough of this?
Yeah, I think it was probably right around the season where they lost the Super Bowl where I started. It was quarterback club, man, on Super Nintendo.
Oh,
that's what did it for me.
It was a great game, yeah.
I think all of your fan loyalties are based on Nintendo.
Except for Penn State, where I went.
You like the Malzi. Mariners because of Nintendo.
That's Ken right. Griffey Jr. Major
you
League
like
Baseball.
You like the 49ers because of Nintendo.
Quarterback club?
Yes.
Favorite
you,
basketball team?
Do you
team?
Like a hockey team because of NHL 94 or 95. Something?
Colorado Avalanche.
No. I don't even think they're on that game.
No, 96 I think they made it on there.
Detroit Red Wings.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sergei Fedorov was my
Igor,
top guy.
Your Igor Larionovs, things of that nature.
And then basketball was a few years later with the Lakers, but it was some sort of game. It was beyond Super Nintendo at that point.
What do you have for today's football topic, Sean?
September 9th, 2025, the debrief. So I know we talked a little bit about PFF already.
Yes, we did.
But I found a few things pretty interesting because PFF released their team of the week. Did you see this?
I don't think I did.
So you know, like you know who PFF, the quarterback is.
It's like the all-PFF team,
Matt
right?
Stafford on a team that scored 14 points.
Yes.
Is it just like the highest graded players at each position?
Right.
Now,
they have two running backs. They have two receivers, things of that nature.
A little birdie told me, and maybe this birdie had bad information, that Jalen Ramsey graded out as their best corner in week one.
He is not listed on here.
Okay, then I guess he
so
did not.
I'm not going to go through every person. We don't need to talk about some of the linemen and whatnot. But sure. There's some guys that I think are significant because there's no Steelers on here.
Uh-huh.
But there is myriad Jets on this list.
Okay.
So first off, there's two running backs. Brees Hall, the highest rated running back from week one at 81.5. Are you surprised at that? Did you think he was the best running back in the NFL watching that game?
I'm now going through my head to try to figure out running
Henry
backs.
Henry was
who
really
I
good,
thought,
but the
yes.
fumble is going to cost a ton in
correct.
PFF metrics.
And it should.
Right.
And also when it happened.
Right.
Henry,
if he doesn't fumble, is a clear shoo-in for me.
The number two running back you will not get.
James Conner.
No.
R.J. Harvey.
You're close with that one.
J.K. Dobbins?
No.
Who?
I believe this player is also a rookie. Crosby Jim, Merritt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Big Bill.
I'm okay with Hall being there. I mean, I feel like a lot of it was their blocking, but...
He had a couple cuts against
yeah,
the grain that,
I'm fine
that
with
made
that.
Big runs, bigger runs. Also, Ramsey was the fifth-rated cover corner in
gotcha.
Football by PFF.
Thank you.
Number one receiver was Puka Nacua. He had a monster game.
Even after he was bleeding from the eye.
The number two receiver was Garrett Wilson. At
I have
86.1.
I've got a hard time with that because he didn't hold on to the ball on that last play.
Ball was on the money.
Yeah, make that hold on to that thing.
That I would count that as a drop. Now, do they count that as like some sort of? I'm trying to look at Jalen Ramsey right now. Do they have it? It doesn't count as like you dislodge the ball. I've never even seen a stat for that.
Did John Koss go back and see if he can defend that one? The number one tight end. Any guess on this? There's a
Brock
reason
Bowers.
Why I'm bringing it up.
Bowers, even though he only played like half a game, was still ridiculous.
It can't be Mason Taylor for the Jets, can it?
No.
Wait.
There's a reason why I'm bringing this up.
Oh, Tyler Warren.
That's right.
There you go.
Do you think he was? I know he got a lot of targets, had a pretty good game.
I think it should come with a caveat because the Dolphins were Keystone Cops and didn't look like they were really all that interested in playing football.
I don't know much about the Jets lineman, but A. Membu.
Yes,
was
rookie Armand from Missouri. Membu, yeah. He's the guy that matched up with T.J. Watt for the most of the
game.
He was the top-rated offensive tackle in the NFL.
Holy crap.
Ronnie Stanley was second.
Do you know what, though? Do you remember the Steelers pretty much getting any pressure on Fields? Until very late in the game, they started to get to him in like zone read situations.
I'm going to say yes, because I honestly think if it was flipped, if Aaron Rodgers is the Jets quarterback on Sunday, I think the Steelers have 4 or 5 sacks in the game.
There
I think Fields' mobility
know,
allowed for him to get out of there and either just take off and run or
does Fields get
avoid
sacked
the rush.
On the play where Jones gets pushed back but doesn't technically disengage and Rodgers stepped up into the left right into Will McDonald? Or does Fields find a way to avoid that? I don't think Fields gets sacked there. I do think there are 2 or 3 plays I can think of where Fields did avoid the rush. You're right.
There are a couple of Jets defensively as well, and I found this particularly interesting.
Guy who lined up, it just says, did he line up against Broderick Jones? And the guy
Will
is
Will McDonald is one?
He is not.
Quinnen Williams.
He was the second highest rated D-tackle behind Ed Oliver. Now, this to me kind of negates what they said about Aaron Rodgers. The top rated cornerback, Sauce Gardner.
Man.
So you can't make the argument that the Jets secondary was garbage when you give a PFF rating of 90.3, the highest amongst all cornerbacks to Sauce Gardner.
Of the Jets corners, he got a 90.3. The other three rated Jets corners got 51, 53, and 54. They hated Michael Carter, Brandon Stevens stunk.
I'm happy you guys brought that point up, because in Tomlin Takes in a few minutes, which is when we take 25 minutes of Mike Tomlin and we give you the greatest hits. There's an album that your favorite band puts out. There's 15 songs on there. 5 are good, 10 are fillers. So we just take the 5 good songs, the good stuff from Tomlin, so you don't have to listen to the whole thing. He talked about Roman Wilson and why he didn't play a lot. And the point you just made is going to be a good discussion point for that in a few minutes. Is that the last Jets guy?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. No, well, Steelers, all Jets.
I was going to ask.
They lost.
Who would you have as the Steeler representative if you were to pick one person? Would you say it's Rodgers?
Do kickers count?
I don't think that they had no specialist on here, so I'm guessing they don't.
I would have said Rodgers. Even though they thought Cam Ward and Bryce Young were better.
Just to be different, I'll say Calvin Austin, I think, had a case. Drawing what should have been another penalty. Like, I thought Austin was very good. I thought that was kind of a nice little subplot
to
the
Rodgers
thing.
By the way, if longtime Patriots radio voice Andy Grush is right, that Jabril Peppers can be 2008 Ryan Clark, for a second, don't pay attention to the things that have made football fans ticked off at Ryan Clark lately. His TV commentary and social media commentary, and remember him as a football player.
He killed Willis McGahee.
If that's the kind of, like,
he may have killed Wes Welker,
once
too.
In a while, he's going to take it across the line and get flagged and push the envelope too far. But if that's the dude they're getting for nothing right now, a week into the season, yes, I am very excited.
I would be
about
bullish.
Jabril Peppers.
I would be bullish.
Sean, thank you for that debrief.
You're very welcome.
Are you guys peppers guys in general, the food?
Yeah, bell peppers, shishito peppers.
How about jalapeno peppers?
Yeah.
Sean, you seem to me like a guy that just eats plain food, so I'm guessing
that's
you're not a pepper
accurate.
Guy.
Yeah, if I have a pepper, it's just the basic pepper.
What color?
The basic pepper.
What color
basic
is the most
pepper guy?
Like, you know, you like peppers are obviously brightly colored.
Yeah.
What color?
He doesn't
is
have
the
a
most,
color preference.
No. Is the most common color of food you eat? Like, do you eat brown foods, you know, just kind of bland looking foods?
Brown food sounds not that great.
Well, when you say you eat plain foods, I just think of like very blase
stuff. A decent amount of greens.
Okay.
I would say so.
A decent amount of greens.
All right. I'm a broccoli guy, believe it or not.
Wow.
Didn't
Putting
see that one
there.
Coming.
No, I did not.
Coming up next, we have Tomlin Takes. We are going to give you the greatest hits from Tomlin's press conference. His explanation for why they struggled in the trenches in the Jets game, what he said about Roman Wilson's lack of participation in the game, all that good stuff coming up. Also, we have the PM team name game next hour, backed by popular demand. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. First, I'm going to tell you guys, yes. Is it my turn to talk or is it Mulsey?
It is your turn to talk and only your turn to talk this time. Ignore the sheet.
What sheet?
There's a sheet
that
has
all
the...
amendment.
Yeah, oh, we okay. made an, yeah, okay, we okay, made an okay, amendment okay. to the sheet.
I'm good, guys. Here we go. All right. Hey, if you are a Pittsburgh homeowner and you've got a garage that has a garage floor with cracked concrete, peeling epoxy, and or paint, I finally have the answer to your prayers. Comer and Cross Concrete Floors, they have their end-of-year garage sale going on right now at 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Best price guaranteed, starting with $750 off. If you finally want that garage floor that you can eat off of, where it looks good, that's never going to chip, crack, or show any chips again, Comer and Cross is here. They can get the job done in one day. They'll even take all of the crap you have in the garage out and do that job for you perfectly the first time. No subcontractors, no temporary employees. These are all veteran certified employees who are going to do the job. So give them a call right now and get that best price of the year. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or go to comercross.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.